got that Riz. Bro ain't got that Riz. Bro ain't cooking nothing.
Yes.
Bro ain't got that Riz. Bro ain't even got the flame on. Bro ain't cooking nothing right. Who what? That is?
Until I hear that.
That's Jazz.
Oh, we're not too.
We're live.
Now?
Yeah.
No, I lost. What? I
got we're live. Anyway.
No, I got the same thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Life in zero gravity. Life in Astro Alicorn.
No, live in zero
gravity. Lies in zero gravity.
No, we don't lie.
Yeah, we do. All the time. Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Zero Gravedad. Life in Zero Gravity. Astro.
Oh.
I just said your name with a Spanish accent.
That's cool.
Astro. Okay, so where did we go today, most importantly? Let the people know where we went.
Home.
You know, I'm not talking about home.
We went to Unicorn City. No, I'm just kidding. We went to Universal Studios. Copyright.
Unfortunately, I'll no longer be able to have Astro Alicorn on the show.
What? Stop!
Unicorn City is copyrighted?
No.
Just kidding. You keep getting in trouble for copyright infringement on YouTube. I saw that. Or you were.
Yeah, honestly, YouTube needs to chill. Like, I literally...
YouTube needs to let you cook.
No, but seriously, like, they like, you could use other people's, like songs for your video, and they copyrighted me for it.
Mark Zuckerberg has no Riz.
Stop.
Mark Zuckerberg has no Riz other than getting choked out at amateur jiu-jitsu competitions.
I don't know what to say anymore.
They need to stop messing with you, though. Free my girl, like, Jazz.
Literally, it happens to everybody. Like,
it's BS. Stop. I won't have it anymore, to be honest. This is the mic, by the way. You know the vibes.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Tú sabes las vibras. It's the vibes, baby. But yeah. Sis ain't even cooking. I'm just kidding. She's leaving the room now. She's abandoning me. See how it is. I can't carry this show alone. Actually, I can. I do it. Like, a lot of weeks, honestly, at this point. More often than not. And somehow you stick around. I appreciate you for that. Bro must be cooking. Must be cooking indeed. But yeah, we went to Universal Studios today. I guess I could say this stuff while she's not here. Because I don't want her to feel bad, but... Lord, do they gouge. I mean, you expect that when you go to these places. Like, you know they're going to gouge you with the price, but... Like, you could... You did, last I checked, there wasn't a booth where we got lubed up before we got fucked in the ass. Thanks a lot, Universal. Nah. It was pretty wild, though. I mean, we get, like, 15% off, I guess, with our passes for, like, the concessions. But, bro, you know how it is. It's, like, $12 for a hot dog. That type of shit. Alright, so we did that. Got a couple hot dogs. Got those Mario wristbands. Those damn things are $40 each. Like, how? It's a slap bracelet. It's a slap bracelet with, like, a little bit of technology in it. And that shit's $40. Like, 20 would have been okay, you know? Could have dealt with that. 40 plus tax, so it's almost 90 at the end. I think it was, like, 87. Like, what? For a little bit of plastic? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't even know how durable that stuff is either, because I was looking at it, I'm like, why does mine already look kind of beat up after one day? Those slap bracelets have no riz whatsoever. No riz. Rizless. But anyway, yeah, so that sucked. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it is one of those things where it's like, I knew you were going to gouge me, but come on now. You know, of course, it's like $4.50 for a soda and all that. We know that. Can you close the door?
What's that?
The door to the room.
Oh, I'm
can you
sleeping.
Close it? No. Bro. Watch. You see this? You see what I deal with?
Excuse you?
I'm just kidding. You know I love you.
You're lucky to deal with me, okay?
I really am. You're a great kid.
I know, right?
I'm okay myself. I'm alright, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay.
It's cold.
I have minimal riz as a dad. Minimal riz.
I don't know what to say to you.
Just kidding. Hopefully that doesn't sound like trash. Anyway, we're going to get into some stuff, alright? We're going to get into some, some damn trouble. No, I'm just
Stop.
Kidding. So what was it like to be in Super Nintendo World? What was the experience like for you?
It was really fun. Like, everything just looks so real. Like, it looks so fake and real at the same time.
It was weird, huh?
Yeah, like, I didn't expect that. Like, I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't that. It was just so cool. Hope we don't get copyrighted.
We're not gonna get copyrighted. This is almost like an ad for it. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
If we do, then Bright Cooking does.
Exactly, Zuck. Whoever owns YouTube, you ain't cooking nothing. We're cooking over here. Full gas, high heat, straight cooking. MF's getting grilled. I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're lucky I'm so tired, so I can't get mad at you.
What? I didn't even cuss.
Yes,
I said
you did.
MFs.
That's
I said MFs
the,
getting that's, grilled.
That's the initials of, like.
Massive MF. Families are getting grilled.
Stop. That is not what it means.
Yeah. Massive families. The fatties, in other words.
Stop. All massive right. families is like just.
Massive fatties are getting grilled. Okay.
Like, literally, I'm so tired right now. You are so lucky. Like, I just don't have enough energy to even yell at you.
Yes. Riz.
That's not even what Riz is.
Riz. I am Riz. Don't try to tell me what Riz is. I am Riz itself. I am Riz in human form. By the way, here's your phone. I found it. Were you looking for it? Riz.
Okay.
Bro ain't cooking.
I'm sorry, I just kicked it.
Okay. Yeah, so, that was cool. All that. We still got more, like, you know, to do. So, at Universal, one of the things, oh, this would be a good warning to you. If you're trying to go to Universal for Super Nintendo World, which is probably like why most people are going there right now, certainly the most popular attraction. So if you're going there for that, try to reserve your time, because apparently, like, you can't fucking get in there, like, unless, like, it's always at capacity or almost at capacity, and they like won't let people in at a certain point. I thought that was wild that like that's not advertised, you know. They don't tell you like, oh yeah, you gotta reserve your time. Like, what? So luckily we happened to head there at the perfect time when like the reservations were gone. So we're at Universal for a couple hours. And the whole time I'm like looking at this page, refreshing this page, try to get a reservation, like to just to enter Nintendo World, you know. So it's not working. We're walking over there, we're almost there, we're like almost at the entrance, and that's when I'm able to reserve the time. So it was just like perfect timing. And then it turns out like you get there and it's like they're not even checking for that, so it's like you didn't even have to reserve the time, you know. So I don't know, it's pretty unorganized, I would say that. Also, even with that ride, like the Mario Kart ride there, like us and a bunch of other people went the wrong way because it's not labeled which way to go. So I thought that was weird that like they didn't have somebody like facilitating that line at all. Like they had nobody watching that line or like checking on that line up until the very end, and I thought that was kind of weird because people were going the wrong way and all types of cutting. That's one of the things that's always so annoying at these parks is the amount of people that just cut and just think it's cool to like cut in front of someone. I mean, we've seen these one people, it was like a family, I think it was a mother, son, and daughter, and they're just moving up in front of people in line, and they'll do the thing where they make it seem like they're trying to find someone they know, but that's not really what they're doing, you know. So that's basically what was happening. I thought that was pretty crazy. Yeah, that's like, I realize that I haven't gone to a lot of amusement parks the last few years, so when I go again, that's when I notice stuff like this. I mean, I don't let it ruin the experience, but at the same time, it's not exactly ideal, you know? It's like, for real? You're gonna cut, like, you're cutting in front of a kid. Like, you don't feel bad about that as, like, a grown-ass adult? Like, oh yeah, you know what? I know this kid is waiting for this ride, but I'm going to cut in front of them because I don't want to wait more. Like, how do you do that? I don't really understand, like, how in your head you're like, oh yeah, this is a good idea. It's like, it's a terrible idea, honestly. I don't know. It's got to be bad karma, like, to just be cutting in front of a bunch of kids to go on a ride as a grown adult. It's odd, right? It's very odd to me. Like, I don't know what the justification is for that. I just thought it was weird. I was confused. It's like, why? Why, bro? Why do we get into these scenarios? I just didn't get, like, why they were trying to do that. Oh!
Hey, you
might
have to do the show without me.
30 for 30's here. She's not feeling super well. I believe in her, though. I believe in you. I believe in you, 30 for 30. You can do it.
Alright.
I believe in you. I believe Ordo.
No.
You remember that?
Yes, it's like that camera.
Yeah, that Chinese camera I got. I believe Ordo. I don't even know what that means. So what was your favorite part of Super Nintendo World?
I don't know.
You didn't have a favorite?
They're all pretty cool.
I guess that is tough. What did you ask me? What's like something that stood out as being extra cool?
Super Mario World.
Oh yeah,
no. I mean, that's the whole reason why we went there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna face over here.
So, what do you want to do that we didn't get to do this time?
I want to do the Kung Fu Panda ride.
We're going to do that next time. If there is one, I think it was a ride, but it was kind of confusing because it said show times on there. But either way, we'll do whatever that is. Anything else that we didn't do that you want to do?
To see more of the Simpsons.
Oh yeah, we should go. I'll get you a beer at Moe's. I'm just kidding.
Disappointed sigh.
Do you want a beer?
No.
Would that help with your sighing?
Ow.
I take that as a
My
yes.
brains are decreasing.
You're welcome. So, what was your least favorite part of Universal?
Nothing.
Nothing? There's nothing that.
Maybe those people cutting in front of us with.
That's funny. I was just talking about that. I was thinking about like how as like a grown adult are you like, you know what? I know these kids are waiting in line, but F them kids and just cut in front of them.
No.
That's what they're basically saying.
Yeah, they took the chain and like lifted it up like just so they could get like further ahead in line.
That is crazy, right?
Yeah.
Just like how? Oh, it's on this side. Okay. Interesting. Can we flip it around? Oh. Oh, that's weird. No, I don't like that. It's just like for some reason it just was really awkward from that side. Okay, so how does Universal compare to Disneyland, would you say?
Disneyland doesn't have like
What, huh?
what?
What did you like more, actually? That's a good question.
I don't know. They're both fine.
Just different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's surprising. I feel like a lot of people like Disneyland more, but then again, that was before Super Mario World. That might have changed everything.
Yeah.
Because I think Disneyland probably does have more. But in a way, Universal's cool because the stuff is kind of different than the Disneyland stuff. It feels a little less kiddish. Did you feel like that?
Yeah.
More for bigger kids. Like, Disneyland's kind of for babies. No, I'm just kidding. Not for babies, but it's like, you know. What ride did you like the most? Which ones did you like?
All of them.
Like The Simpsons?
Ooh.
You said you liked those type of rides, like The Simpsons is, right?
Yeah.
Like the, where you're like in the, where you're in one place but it's like moving around.
Yeah.
That one like went up in the air. That was weird, huh?
Yeah, when I was like lifting this up, I was like, is this supposed to have?
Yeah, that one was fun.
I thought it's supposed to like send us through that door because it said like here it goes.
It seemed like it, right? But it was just like 3D the whole time.
Yeah.
It makes sense. What was I gonna ask? I think I missed a question, but I want to see. Oh, what surprised you the most?
I feel like the drop at the end of the Jurassic World, I feel like I just wasn't expecting that.
Oh, it was bigger than you thought?
Yeah.
Seemed like you were surprised about the mummy ride, too.
Yeah. I didn't know it was gonna like. I thought it was gonna lift us up like that and then it was gonna drop us straight down. But it didn't really do that.
Which one of those would you rather go on again?
Probably the mummy one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Both of them were cool, but I feel like that Jurassic one, that was so real.
It was a little scary. Oh, Jazzy! Yeah, it was interesting. It was kind of nostalgic because that mummy ride, it's probably a little different than when I was a kid, but it is still similar in a way. Like, it's not totally dissimilar from the one I rode when I was a kid, so that was kind of wild to see that, That old mummy ride. It went faster than I remember. I think I was a little older than her though when I went as a kid. Maybe not. No, I think maybe around the same age actually. Yeah, 'cause she's like 10. I probably was about the same age, maybe even younger. No, I think I was the same age. I don't know. Either way, around that time. So, it was interesting to go again like all these years later. Some of the stuff still seems the same as it was. Obviously it's an old movie, so it's not like they can create new effects. But it was interesting. And that Jurassic World one she's talking about, that was still, that drop is still pretty crazy. I didn't know. It was a little bigger than I thought. Because, like, there's like a baby drop at first, and then there's a bigger one. And you're like, were they trolling when they said that this drop was bigger than Splash Mountain? But it turns out they weren't trolling. It really, I think it really was bigger than that. But I'm not sure. I mean, there's no way to, the only way to know that would be, like, to measure it yourself, I guess, because they could all say that. It's not like anyone's like going in there like taking out the measuring tape, So I can't say for sure, but it's pretty, it's different to go there because I don't think I've been there since I was like around her age. So Disneyland, for whatever reason, I've been multiple times since I was a kid, but I don't think I've been to Universal since I was around her age. So going there as an adult is just like so different, You don't think about the, like, obviously when you're a kid, you don't even notice the prices of stuff. So that's one thing. It's like I'm gonna have to do it a little bit differently because I'm not trying to drop that much money every time I go. I already bought the season pass. Like, I don't need to be buying all that other stuff. Would be kind of pointless, and I feel like that's what they want. They want you to, like, drop 100 every time you go. That would be good money for them. They already got you for the season pass, and now they get you for $100 every time you revisit. And I'm sure that happens a lot, especially with the families. It's easy to rack that up with a family. So you see the business side of it more the older you get, because I wouldn't even notice that when I was a kid. I was like, yeah, I mean, we didn't really get food like that or anything. The food was expensive, I know. Maybe once in a while we'd get something, but my dad was cheap. My mom too, both of them were cheap, so it was like they weren't gonna buy that stuff. I don't really blame them, That stuff is crazy priced. Like, a lot of it, you can't really get anything for under 10 there. Any type of, maybe like an ice cream bar, I think you can get for like $6 or something. Maybe a churro, they might be a little less individually, but that's kind of wild. Like, there's nothing else you can actually get for that. You know what? Since she is gone right now, I'm gonna get into the Book of Grav. Now that I think about it, I may as well. Gonna switch up the segments on this week's episode. Okay. Don't you try me, bitch, I'm too grimy. I don't wanna have to clap them shrieks cheeks. Your mind's tiny, don't get fried by me. Every insult that you rap been weak. Don't be mad, I'm stacking long chips. Stacking longer chips. And you know what? I'm gonna throw that out there. I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna cut to a different verse part of the way through this. There we go. I don't need any of your permission. I got you questioning your core decisions. Just wait until you reach your ring of honor. You still got to swing the monster. I'm too raw for the radio. I create brutal art. All day, and I stay a crucial part. I'm living to help the future thrive. Following out the newer vibes. That's why we deal. Man, I can't even read that. So I'm going to another one. I'm getting bonus work here. Too dope to dialogue with naysayers. I stay positive while they stay haters. Where y'all been? I've been elevated. Navigating past hella hatred. Crossing paths and crossing them out. Art conceived while you're flossing some clout. Drop to your knees and thank God for Z. And I say that in all modesty. Locking these ladies' jaws constantly. Cocking these ladies' jaws constantly. No wonder they all on this D. I'm bringing Zen. No more darkest days. Like the first time they ever sparked this gaze. I remember how it was when you love holy. Where you don't have to be tough solely. The world won't let men be vulnerable. But I hope we are. The full of the skulls. Expand your minds even more. Computer people. Complete people. Soaring higher than the most elite eagle. You know? That's how it goes. Big Zero. Just wanted to bust that out there. I mean, you know, this is my guest of honor on here, but I'm making other things happen. KZR Rose Boards. All right. So I'm going to say it. The Nuggets have had like the easiest road through the playoffs that I've seen in a minute, man. In a minute. Think about it. They played an eighth seed, right? That's how it starts when you're the one seed. They played the T-Wolves, who barely made the playoffs. Like, the T-Wolves were trash for a good part of the year. They scraped by, they made the playoffs. They actually lost that play-in game to the Lakers. So, like, all that happens, right? Then, do they have to go up against the Warriors? No, they don't have to go against the Warriors because the Warriors got taken out by the Lakers. Do they have to go against the Grizzlies? No. Grizzlies got taken out by the Lakers. Who do they get to play? They get to play the Suns, who, I mean, were a sub-500 team, like, when they went into the finals a couple years ago, right? And they've arguably, they added KD, but their depth has gotten worse. So as much as everyone was on that train, I don't know how logically you could think that was going to work this season with like less than a full season. And the same could be said for the Lakers, who, by the way, were a seventh seed and fought and clawed to get there. Like, they were in 13th, you know. Most of the season they were in 13th place. So that's who they face on the western side of it. They get to the Lakers. And it's like the Lakers have a lot of potential. They're good. But they're not a cohesive unit. They don't they're a new team. Like, it's a totally different team than it was, like, weeks before the season ended, right? So, the fact that the Lakers are a totally different team, the Nuggets get to face them, who, by the way, they're the seventh seed. They get to face the seventh seed in the conference finals. They get to the finals. They get to face the eighth seed that barely made it into the playoffs, that actually lost their playing game. They get to face the eighth seed. Not only do they get to face the eighth seed, they get to face the eighth seed that's missing Victor Oladipo, one of their best players, that's missing Tyler Hero, another one of their best players, and other role players. They get to face that team, a diluted version of the eighth seed in the East. That's who they get to face in the finals. That just seems like, to me, like, on paper, that's the easiest run that I can think of in recent memory. And I don't know if that success is sustainable. I know that the common thing now with the sports talk media is to say that the Nuggets are, like, gonna be this dynasty. And I'm just like, I don't know. I really don't know. I know I said it. I said I don't believe, and I won't believe in the Nuggets until they're hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy. And you know what? Even when they do that, I might kind of look at it like when the Raptors won with Kawhi, where it's like, yeah, everything just kind of fell into place for you that year. And the older I get, the more I realize that's really what happens in sports. The Dodgers win, what, 106 games last year, losing the first round because they went cold at the wrong time. They were the best team all year. You know, they set a franchise record for wins. Look unstoppable. Get to the playoffs and they lose to a team that they beat almost every single time they played them in the regular season. I think they played like 14 or 18 times or something like that. And they lose to them. They can't manage to string together a couple wins against this team that they beat so many times over the years. In that moment, when they're at their best, when they have their franchise best record, they're not able to do that. And, like, that's just, it just shows me a lot. It's like, yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's just getting, I knew it was always, like, getting hot at the right time, but it just seems to be more and more apparent over the years, you know, that that's really what it is. And that's what I feel like with the Nuggets. I'm like, you barely had to play anybody, like, the Timberwolves are never a threat, you know. I know this would be the counter argument, is people will say, well, on the, you know, the Suns had Durant and Booker, those are Hall of Famers, and Chris Paul, they're a loaded super team. And it's like, they were clearly flawed. They were struggling with the Clippers, and the Clippers were missing Kawhi and Paul George, and they were struggling. The Suns were struggling in those games, you know. So I feel like I just don't know if I would say, if I had to bet, I really don't believe the Nuggets are going to be a dynasty. I think this is like a one and done type of thing. I don't think they're going to be back. They'll be competitive, of course. They're not just going to fall off the face of the earth. I just highly doubt that they're going to be able to sustain that, you know. And maybe some people will call me a hater for that. I just have a real hard time believing in that. One thing that is going to be hilarious, though, is, like, you know, I love L.A., but, man, L.A. does bandwagon. And once I see that Nuggets gear come out, if they win, because honestly, you can't count the Heat out. If they win this series, they're up 3-1 as of this broadcast. If the Nuggets win, you're going to see so much Nugget gear on people in Cali, in LA, and I'm just gonna laugh my ass off. It's like, I never seen any Nuggets fans my whole life, you know. And if you pop up in Southern Cali with Nuggets gear, I'm gonna know you're lying, because I have never seen it, like, ever. So, yeah, that's just a funny thing to me. So on the UFC end of things, Amanda Nunes retires, the female GOAT. the goat of this female shit. She retires, gets an impressive decision win, and rides off in the sunset. I don't know. She could be back. I know fighters do that a lot. She's not that old, so it's possible she could come back, but I feel like it's less likely, you know, than it was. So, and probably one of the most disappointing sports headlines, sports fans are still so damn homophobic. It's crazy. Like, anytime they post anything about pride on any of these, like, sports teams' social media accounts, read the comments. Just read them. You'll see. There's, like, all this, like, animosity. It's so weird to me to be that mad at gays for something that really shouldn't affect you much at all. Like, what are you worried about? Are you afraid that you're secretly gay and you're just going to not be able to contain yourself? You know? I just find it weird, personally. I don't understand it. But yeah, that'll do it for KZRO Sports. I will be back.
Is there anything we can do?
I apologize for my absence. You may have been able to hear it on here, but Jazzy's not feeling well. So I ran her a bath, and I've just been trying to take care of her. She ate she had ice cream, and I put this nut topping on there. She's allergic to some nuts, particularly cashews. And I didn't realize it had that in there because it tastes the same as like the crunched up peanuts which she had this weekend, you know. And unfortunately, it's bothering her stomach. Actually, I just had to pay. I didn't want to take any chances. I had to buy her EpiPen for $100. Ridiculous. Those companies should be ashamed of themselves. The big pharma. It's crazy that we allow that type of stuff. Like for big pharma to just do things like that, you know? I think it's crazy. I don't understand, how we haven't united to overthrow that. Because they don't care about us. They're trying to make a buck. Anything they can, you know? What?
Can you stop the bath?
Okay. Oh yeah, I'll help you out. Okay. Jazzy. Yeah. Look at this sweet girl. Now, if you could send her your positive thoughts. Mwah. I love you, sweet girl.
I love you too.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
It is my fault. I fed you poison, basically.
No.
I shouldn't have even said that. I don't want this to get taken out of context.
Yeah, don't say that. You did it. It's the ingredients' fault. They didn't talk to us.
Yeah.
And explain.
We hate you, ingredients. Okay, let me go turn this off. Okay. Grab on the run.
Is that good?
That should be good. All I gotta do is turn off and do that, by the way.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
I have the old way was all redneck. It was pretty Texan, shall we say. Can you show us some Texan teeth? Oh, yeah.
No, stop.
So I wanted you to tell them about the yeez.
The yeez. Oh, okay. So yeez, they go like this. Like,
yeez.
No. They're tickle bugs. And they like really sugary things. And they like sugar, fruit juice. Dang, my teeth are so white. See that?
Nice job. Hey, Tex.
Pearly whites. Stop.
She didn't like my color, Tex.
Alright, so basically, they like sugar, fruit juice, cookie crumbs, and... I forgot. Okay, stop. That's not a good ankle. So basically, if you... sometimes they'll just come and they'll just be like, nope. Okay, gotta get in the bath though. Bye.
So there's yees. Are you a yee-haw? If I see your teeth.
Bye.
Okay.
You can go now.
Okay.
Bye.
Alright. Yeah. So I technically created the yees, but she drew them. And she did a good job. I thought they were really cool. Created like kind of her own character. Yeah, this is a quality episode. It's just crazy that we allow that. Like, why? I mean, the fact that we ever let healthcare become a business, you know? Can you really trust them to take care of you? They charge you like $1,000 for an ambulance ride. You know? Ridiculous. $1,000 for an ambulance ride. You could be going like a mile. It's gonna be like $1,000. How do they justify that? I did blood work, so I'm not proud of this. I went to the hospital for the first time, or not the hospital, the doctor, for the first time in like 6 years. And when I went, I did blood work. Now, I've been paying for insurance for years. They charged me for blood work. Not only did they charge me, they sent the bill and they kept like resending it because I didn't pay it. And I finally paid it, but I was like, it was like $200, I think, for blood work. I was like, for real? This should be the most basic thing. How is this not covered? How is this not covered out of everything? Especially after 6 years. I was annoyed with my insurance company. I was annoyed with the doctor because I'm like, why are you charging me? Like, you got me for free, basically, all this time. And it's like, I don't even have anything wrong with me. The only thing I have is I have, like, extra blood. I should donate. Other than that, like, Why are we doing that? I don't know. Then my doctor, you know, if you're late to your doctor's appointment, they'll cancel and all that. My doctor was late to my doctor's appointment. He literally comes in golf gear with a bag of clubs after keeping me waiting, then proceeds to try to rush me out of there in a couple minutes. I just don't understand, like, why is it like that, you know? This feels broken. Like, we're supposed to be helping people. Why are things like that, you know? I don't get it. I don't think I'll ever really understand. But that's something I've realized about the world. The older I get, the more I realize it's like you can't expect anyone to be like you. I haven't met anyone like me. I haven't met anyone as dedicated as me. Anyone that considers other people as much as me. I hate that. It's hard. It's hard going through life with that because it's like I'm just constantly getting let down. You know? This weekend I was supposed to hang out with this woman. Actually, first Thursday. What happened is like she's renting a room. So she has a roommate. Like she has a bunch of crazy ass roommates. And this older woman moved in, like something 60-year-old. She starts fighting with this guy. For whatever reason, she's not vibing with this guy that has lived a number of the owner's properties. I guess they own multiple places, so they're those type of dickheads that, like, buy a bunch of houses as like investment properties and just make money off of poor people by renting them out a room, you know? So that's what they're doing. And anyway, so supposedly this guy slept with the owner's wife. He's still there somehow. But he gets into it with this old lady and she basically gets under his skin by kind of calling him out for being a man-child. And now she got kicked out, but he's still there. It's just a weird scenario. So anyway, this girl that I was supposed to see, her excuse for not meeting me this time, which, by the way, this is the same girl that blocked me and then claimed she blocked the wrong Zach, right? So she had to help this lady move. She didn't have to, but she felt obligated. So it ends up not working out. She moves it to the next day. So the next day, the day's just plowing along. It gets to be the nighttime. And she tells me, hold on, I have to see when my son's grandma's dropping him off. So she tells me, oh, she's dropping him off at 7. So I don't know about all that. But this was only after I texted her a few times, like, to try to figure out, like, okay, what's going on? It's getting later, you know? So then I kind of called her bluff a little. I was just like, well, that's fine. I mean, there's no traffic at that time. 7, you know, and then I don't hear back from her. Still haven't heard back from her. It's just the lack of consideration is just mind-boggling to me. I understand, like, this person has, according to her, has ADHD and all this shit. Or not all this shit, but she has ADHD. She has a hard time focusing. She's not good at texting back. It's her words, right? But I don't know if people realize, and the reason why I even shared this on here is, like, I don't know if you realize, like, if somebody is not the type of person that just bails on plans, like, if I make a plan with you, I have every intention of making that happen. And it feels like a lot of y'all, it's like, oh yeah, I'll make this plan and, you know, maybe it'll happen, maybe not. And, like, if I don't feel like it, I'll just stop replying or whatever, you know. It's just a weird mentality to have. And I don't really understand, like, how you justify that. So I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like that happens a lot, though, with a lot of people. Not, I'm not saying with me, like, it doesn't happen to me a lot, but I do come across it every once in a while, and I don't think I'm alone. I don't think it's, like, something specific to me. I think we all go through that a lot, just, like, flaky people. But it's annoying, like, because right now I really don't have a lot of free time. And so when I do have free time, I'm trying to make the most of it. So when you're doing stuff like that, I don't know what to do, you know? It's like, in my head, I'm like, we should probably just stop talking because I don't, you know, I don't want to waste my time. And also, it's like, what sucks is in these scenarios, I don't know if it's like I get it, like, nobody wants to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to confront the situation. But it's like, I really don't care, like, if you're not interested like that. It's just like, don't have me thinking you're interested. And so I'm being considerate of your feelings. And then you totally, like, are not considerate of, like, my time, you know? It's fine, you don't have to like me, we don't have to date or anything, like, but at least be considerate of my time. Like, don't fucking make plans and then do this wishy-washy shit where it's like, I don't hear from you for, like, hours on the day of, and then it's like, I have to hit you back up just to figure out, like, okay, so are we still hanging out tonight? Like, it's a weird thing, you know? It doesn't make sense. I don't think there's really, like, a good excuse for it. So I don't really let people off the hook. I used to, you know, I used to be like, oh, there's a good excuse. And even the thing with helping the older woman, I was like, okay, like, you know, this is annoying and it kind of feels like I'm being cock-blocked indirectly by an old woman, but, like, okay, you know, whatever. It's also kind of embarrassing because it's like, you know, I have Jesse with me, so anytime I want to hang out with anybody, I have to secure, like, some type of childcare. So, you know, I was going to have my mom watch her for basically, like, a couple hours till she went to bed. I was going to leave. My plan was to, like, leave at 7. She goes to bed at 10, you know. And then I'd be back in the morning. So it wasn't anything crazy. It's just like, this girl lives in the Oceanside, which is pretty far. So it's not something where I could just be, you know, back within the same night. That's like an hour and a half drive, I think, from here. And it's an hour drive back to my place. So back to my place from there. So I don't know. It was just, it's kind of embarrassing because it's like you make these plans and it's like, oh, do you still have plans? Actually, no. Actually, they flaked for like, she's probably flaked at least like 5 times now. You know, it's like I'm less likely to see her than not. And I'm just like, I'm still figuring out if I even like you. And this is really kind of pushing it towards like, nah, I'm cool. Like, this is dumb. You know, it shouldn't be this hard to stick to a damn plan, you know. But anyway, overall today and this weekend in general was a good day. I went to the Lemon Festival. As you can see, sorry for dropping the camera there. Went to the Lemon Festival in Upland. If you're in Southern Cali, it's a fun little event. I don't know if it would be that mind-blowing for any of you, but I think it's worth checking out sometime. And yeah, much peace, much love, and until next time, this is Life in Zero Gravity.